This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's February 20th, and on this day in 1955, golfer Mike Souchak set a record that would not be topped for 46 years. So before we really get started today, first, Souchak is not like an everyday name that you might hear in conversation, right? Even if you're a golf fan, you might not have heard of Mike Souchak. Well, he had been a two-sport star at Duke. He played both football and golf there. And now, here in his third year as a pro golfer, he was looking for his first tour win. And Souchak was playing in the Texas Open. He got off to a great start, firing a 60 in the first round to tie the PGA Tour record. That 60 included a scorching back nine of 27 strokes, which broke Ben Hogan's nine-hole mark. But those are not the records we're talking about today, since those happened on Thursday, the 17th. Here, on the final day of the tournament, Souchak continued his assault on the Brackenridge Park golf course. Despite temperatures hovering just above freezing and a brisk, chilling wind, Souchak fired a final round 65 for his first tour win. He finished the tournament 27 under par for a final four-round total of 257, both PGA Tour records that would stand for decades. It would not be until the 1998 Hawaiian Open when John Houston finished at 28 under par, and Souchak's four-round total of 257 stood until Mark Calcavecchia posted a 256 in the 2001 Phoenix Open. Souchak would win another 14 PGA Tour events in his career, but he missed out on winning a major, which, again, is probably why a lot of us don't really remember the name Mike Souchak. He finished in the top 10 11 times in majors, but he never finished better than third. In 1929, the Boston Red Sox were forced to move Sunday games for the season from Fenway Park to Braves Field due to the fact that Fenway was a little bit too close to a church to play Sunday ball games. And in 1952, Emmett Ashford became the first black umpire to be certified in organized baseball. However, he had to wait another 14 years before he made his pro debut in the majors, after spending an inordinate amount of time in the minor leagues, enduring racist chants by not only fans, but by fellow umpires, Ashford finally made his major league debut in 1966, becoming the first African-American umpire in the majors. By that point, he was in his 50s, and his eyes were not as good as they once had been, but Ashford had a flair for calling balls and strikes, something that made him a celebrity to some and an aberration for others. He continued to endure racist taunts for his career, something that Major League pitcher Jim Boughton wrote about in his book, Ball 4. That's it for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.